CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Your voice matters. Our shows are hosted and produced by students and community members just like you. CJSF is yours.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. Happy almost Halloween to you. Another, like, four or five days, something like that. Pretty exciting to me. I bet it is to you as well. We're going to start this week's show with They Might Be Giants with a song that could be for Halloween if you wanted to dress as Dr. Worm.
You've ever seen. My eyes are purple and my teeth are green. I'm big and I'm scary. You know what I mean. This is what I like to do. I do the monster boogie, the monster boogie, the monster boogie around the room. Everybody does the monster boogie, the monster boogie, the monster boogie. So can you. I'm the biggest monster that you've ever seen. My eyes are yellow and my teeth are green. I'm big and I'm hairy. You know what I mean? This is what I like to do. I do the monster wiggle, the monster wiggle, the monster wiggle around the room. Everybody does the monster
storm on Halloween. How can we trick or treat if there's a snowstorm on Halloween? How can we trick or treat? Trick or treat, the trick's on you. Monster in a winter jacket. Snow plows are rambling by. I'm looking out the window at them. All the snow is piling up so high. Pumpkins buried up to their stem. Tricks on you and me on Happy Halloween. Just when I'm wondering how much more torture nature can bring, the power goes out. Now the doorbells won't even ring. The bag would just keep on slipping.
Music from Turkey Anderson there, Snowstorm on Halloween. I'm sure I have told the story here on the radio before, but I grew up in the Twin Cities, went to college in the Twin Cities in Minnesota, and Halloween 1991, if you know anybody who lived in Minnesota on Halloween in 1991, if you just mention snow and Halloween, you'll get a story. And that's true of me as well, but I'm not going to tell you the whole story. But I was here. It was a lot of snow. Laurie Berkner Band did Monster Boogie and started off with They Might Be Giants live version of Dr. Worm here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Music for Kids and the Grownups. I'm Bill Childs with you every week. Thanks for being here with me. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. Music here from an act now known as Dad Joke, formerly known as Dr. Dave the Music Doctor. It's almost Halloween, but I never got a costume. It's a tragic tale.
It's almost Halloween and we've got our decorations out. Fall is in the air and the ground is full of leaves. I'm psyched to trick or treat, but there's one thing I forgot about. It's almost Halloween, but I never got a costume. Well, it's almost Halloween, so I'll do the best with what I've got. I would be a ghost, but I won't cut up my sheets. A bucket on my head, I could sort of be an astronaut, or I could be a toddler in a booster seat. It's almost Halloween, now I'm racing to the costume store, but it's too expensive and things are looking grim. A $40 tiger, an $80 dinosaur, it's almost Halloween, and I still don't have a costume. I've already been a piranha and a peacock. I've been Captain Picard. I wish someone would send me something new. I wanted to go as Medusa, but that just made things hard. If I can't have my first choice, then I wish someone would send my number two. Just then I'm surrounded
surrounded by a soft, spooky light. And I hear a voice from the beyond.
I heard what you demanded, so I cast a spell, and now your wish is granted. Loom is not a dream. Have a happy Halloween.
Suddenly, out of the darkness, it appears before me. I can't just imagine how people will applaud. They'll gather round and cheer. It's the costume of the year. And now I'll show you what they mean when I burst onto the scene, singing, yeah.
I've got a spooky, spooky song to sing. A kooky, spooky song to sing. I'm wondering if you can sing it too. I've got a spooky, spooky song to sing. A kooky, spooky song to sing. I'm wondering if you can sing it too. It goes like this. A booga 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 boo booga boo booga boo boo boo. Booga 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 boo booga boo booga boo boo boo. Booga 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 boo booga boo booga boo boo boo. Booga 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 boo boo boo. Booga 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 booga.
Your broomstick.
You hold it.
It needs to be spookier than that.
Well, I don't know if it's possible.
Okay, here we go.
I've got a spooky, spooky song to sing. A kooky, spooky song to sing. I'm wondering if you can sing it too. I've got a spooky, spooky song. Sing a kooky, spooky song to sing. I'm wondering if you can sing it too. It goes like this.
I'm sorry, no. I think it belongs in the cauldron. Sorry, friend.
Yeah, see, that's really spooky.
Eh.
Oh, come on.
I really think I can be spookier.
No. I think we should try zoo.
Loo. How about poo? No, not
how
poo.
How about, loo, loo.
Oh,
loo.
Glue. Glooby, glooby, glooby.
No, it needs to be spookier.
No, I got it.
Yes.
Wait.
Okay.
How do you like those pumpkins? That was really spooky, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's spooky.
No, I don't know.
I got it.
Spooky.
Fun little duet from Kelly Welly and Nanny Nikki. It's Spooky Kooky Halloween Song here on Spare the Rock. Music here from Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Down in the valley on the foggy hill rock stood a crazy little demon blowing his top. Fire in his eyes and smoke from his head. You gotta be real cool to hear the words he said. He did a for the one he loved, so he had death
death on his mind, cause my demon let him go. Gonna run through the world till he understand his pain. Somebody help him get his demon home again. He did a took the fruity out of fruity, had the devil drinking wine. He did a she finally got across to the crazy little demon that a woman still a boss. Down in the valley on the foggy hill rock, you can still hear the demon blowing his top. He did a he pushed back night, bought in afternoon. He even made leap year jump over the moon. He took the 4th of July and he put it in May. He took this morning, bought back yesterday. He did a
what we've been waiting for. We got 12 eggs from a special farm in Idaho. They're different than the ones at the store. We're all excited for those ducklings to come out and play, just like we saw in the color brochure. When are those ducks gonna be hatching from our classroom incubator? The incubator set at 99.5 degrees to keep those eggs warm all day. We have to turn them over about once every 2 hours, and my turn to turn was today. These are usually the things that the mother duck does, but she's not around, so it's up to us. Those ducks hatching from our classroom incubator anytime now, hopefully. Mrs. Grimsley says that they have beaks and legs and hair now, but they still look like eggs to me. We made a sign saying, welcome our new feathered friends. If they just come out, they'd see. Oh, when are those ducks gonna be hatching from our classroom incubator? We turned off all the lights this morning and lit a candle to see through the shell. You could almost make out a little shadow of a body and a foot, it was hard to tell. But the next thing that happened was the biggest surprise. We heard a crack and looked over, we couldn't believe our eyes. We saw a little duck beak, then a little duck eye, then a whole duckling head peeking out from inside. And then he broke all the way out and let Grimsley says that we can take them home for the weekend if we keep them clean. They're gonna have a chance at a great life if we work as a team. Oh, those ducks hatching from our classroom incubator. Ducks quacking in our classroom incubator. Ducks hatching in our classroom incubator.
Spooky Little Creatures is the name of the song. Came from Little Coyotes about a year ago. So no longer new music, but a fun song from them. Here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child and Friends, we're at the point in the show when I need your help. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can. So loudly, I can hear you in the studio. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" And if, like me, you can kind of wave your hands around a little bit maniacally while you do so, all the better. It just helps to get the sound out. That's my experience. I've been doing this for a long time, people. So, hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. Excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
Consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock.
Pride of Chicago, Illinois, it's Justin Roberts with Trick or Treat.
Come on, Mom, the clock says four, and I'm ready to hit every door on this block, in this town, in this city. Watch out, 'cause it might not be pretty, and I don't know if this bag is big enough. All this delicious stuff. Last year it felt as heavy as bricks. My baby brother ate too much of it and he got sick. Everyone's outside, bags are open wide, 'cause we're ready to trick or trick or trick or trick or. Fallen leaves we'll sow, we'll go door to door, and we're ready to trick or trick or trick or trick or treat. My brother can't see it all with his new mask. He's just weaving through the neighbor's lawn. I'm up the stairs, so I ring the bell. What's on the other side, nobody can tell. No, 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 my mother watches us from the front sidewalk. My brother's nervous, so he can hardly talk. But I'm just a ghost in an old bed sheet. When the door opens, I yell trigger, 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 trigger. Alphabetical order. Everyone's outside, bags are open wide, 'cause we're ready to trigger, 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 trigger. Fallen leaves will soar, we'll go door to door, and we're ready to trigger, 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 trigger. Susie's dad's a dentist and he makes her trade her candy in for fruit, but there ain't no substitute.
I've got so much candy in this bag, it's gonna last until November or December, January, February, March or April.